Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you. And has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your grandmama. Go wake up your granddaddy. Go wake up the oldest boy, the youngest boy, the oldest girl, and the youngest girl, and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Let them know now, we're on the air. We are beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world where the internet radio can be found. Now go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed. Let me go out here and get my roosters. Let me go get my roosters. Let me just go out here and get my roosters. Let me go get the rooster. Come on, Benny, Red and Crow. Come on, Benny. Yo, come on. Y'all acting so bashful. Come on out the chicken yard. They can't hear y'all way back there. Come on out the chicken yard. Come on out the chicken yard. Come on. Come on, Red. Y'all can do better than that. Come on out the chicken yard. Why y'all acting so bashful? Why y'all acting so bad? Oh, I see. Oh, I think I see. Oh, yeah, that's that new hen. Y'all stand back there for that new hen. Oh my goodness. Let me just go here and get a song. Let me go get a song here. I don't know what's going on with y'all. Let me go get a song here. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let me go get a song. This is a good song here by Dorothy Love Cope. And it's talk about I won't let go my faith.
See, I believe in the Father that is
right. That's Dorothy Love Coates, ladies and gentlemen, saying, I won't let go my faith. You better hold on to your faith. Oh, my goodness. Oh, now that gets you going early this morning. I was almost in here shouting this morning, y'all. It was almost like I was having an aerobic section in here this morning. Oh, all right. That's Dorothy Love Coates. I won't let go my faith. Now, you hold on to that song for today. Now, it's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. We'll be finishing up today the book of Habakkuk. And then we're going to read Zephaniah chapter 1, 2, and 3. All right. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigionoth.
Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. But he marches on forever. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode your horses and your chariots to victory? You uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by. The deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you threshed the nations. You came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. With his own spear you pierced his head when his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet, I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music, on my stringed instruments.
Son of Ammon, king of Judah.
sweep away everything from the face of the earth,
declares the Lord.
I will sweep away both people and animals. I will sweep away the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, and the idols that cause the wicked to stumble, when I destroy all people on the face of the earth,
declares the Lord.
I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place, every remembrance of the idolatrous priests, those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swear by Molech, those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him.
Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited.
On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit. On that day,
declares the Lord,
a cry will go up from the fish gate, wailing from the new quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Wail, you who live in the market district. All your merchants will be wiped out. All who trade with silver will be destroyed. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine, left on its dregs, who think.
The Lord will do nothing, either good or bad.
Their wealth will be plundered, their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the wine.
The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers.
I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath.
In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth.
The book of Zephaniah continued.
Gather together. Gather yourselves together, you shameful nation, before the decree takes effect and that day passes like wind-blown chaff. Before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon left in ruins. At midday, Ashdod will be emptied and Ekron uprooted. Woe to you who live by the sea, you Kerethite people. The word of the Lord is against you, Canaan, land of the Philistines, he says.
I will destroy you, and none will be left.
The land by the sea will become pastures, having wells for shepherds and pens for flocks. That land will belong to the remnant of the house of Judah. There they will find pasture. In the evening, they will lie down in the houses of Ashkelon. The Lord their God will care for them. He will restore their fortunes.
I have heard the insults of Moab and the taunts of the Ammonites who insulted my people and made threats against their land. Therefore, as surely as I live,
declares the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel?
Surely, Moab will become like Sodom, the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a place of weeds and salt pits, a wasteland forever. The remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors of my nation will inherit their land.
This is what they will get in return for their pride, for insulting and mocking the people of the Lord Almighty. The Lord will be awesome to them when he destroys all the gods of the earth. Distant nations will bow down to him, all of them in their own lands.
You Cushites too will be slain by my sword.
He will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, leaving Nineveh utterly desolate and dry as the desert. Flocks and herds will lie down there, creatures of every kind. The desert owl and the screech owl will roost on her columns. Their hooting will echo through the windows. Rubble will fill the doorways. The beams of cedar will be exposed. This is the city of revelry that lived in safety, she said to herself.
I am the one, and there is none besides me.
What a ruin she has become. A lair for wild beasts. All who pass by her scoff and shake their fists. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her rulers are evening wolves who leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are unprincipled. They cannot be trusted. Her priests profane the sanctuary and do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Morning by morning, he dispenses his justice, and every new day he does not fail. Yet, the unrighteous know no shame.
I have destroyed nations. Their strongholds are demolished. I have left their streets deserted with no one passing through. Their cities are laid waste. They are deserted and empty. Of Jerusalem, I thought, surely you will fear me and accept correction. Then her place of refuge would not be destroyed, nor all my punishments come upon her. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Therefore, wait for me,
declares the Lord.
For the day I will stand up to testify, I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, and to pour out my wrath on them, all my fierce anger. The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. On that day, you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you those who revel in your glory. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill, but I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid.
Sing, daughter Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem,
do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes,
says the Lord.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's it. That was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Habakkuk chapter 3 through Zephaniah chapter 3. May God bless those who have heard and who have read this holy word. It's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Let's gather around, ladies and gentlemen. Let's gather around. Come on, y'all. Let's get the children. Let's get the children. Oh, save the children, God. Save the children. Come on, rest. Come on. Y'all's hold hands. Let's pray. Let's pray. Family that prays together is a family that will indeed stay together. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you once again for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace you have given us another day. And Lord, we thank you that you have brought us, Lord, to midweek. And Lord, we're getting ready for midweek services tonight. We're getting ready for Bible study tonight. And Lord, we pray that you will touch every pastor's heart that's going to stand and preach tonight in your holy word. Lord, we pray for those that's going to be teaching the Bible tonight, whether they are pastors or ministers, teachers, dear God. We just pray for all the teachers tonight, dear God. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the last minute preparations, dear God. We pray that you prepare their hearts and their minds, dear God, that they can truly teach and preach your holy word. Because, Lord, the scripture says, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Oh, Lord, we just pray for Wednesday night Bible study tonight. Oh, touch in a mighty way. Then prepare the hearts of the people, dear God, that's going to be coming to Wednesday night Bible study. Oh, dear God, let that co-worker know who said that they wanted to come to Wednesday night Bible study, that tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Bring them, dear God. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. Oh, dear God, we just pray for that backslider that hadn't been to church in a while, dear God. This is an opportunity tonight. Tonight, bring them back. Even tonight, touch in a mighty, mighty way. Now, Lord, we want to pray not only for our Bible study tonight. We just want to pray for today, dear God. We just want to pray for all our workers today. Oh, dear God, you see them out there. You see those bus drivers and those truck drivers. Oh, dear God, we ask you protect them, dear God. Those that's working on heavy equipment and heavy machinery, dear God. Saws and drills, those carpenters, dear God. Welders, Lord, protect them, dear God. Those that's working on these dangerous jobs, protect them. from protect them, dear God, from any hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, they need your help right now, dear God. Touch in a mighty way. Be with our schools and school teachers. Now, Lord, we just put this day in your hands, and we know you're going to bless because we ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you for joining us this morning on In Your Corner. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember my format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So get ready for that early morning sermon. I'm getting ready to get that on for you this morning. So stay tuned for that early morning sermon. I have it on in about a minute or so. Play a couple of commercials and then we'll bring that on for you. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Then at 9 o'clock, that's time for a show called A Look in the Book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. 11 o'clock, we're going to take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.